Hi, Grady Nation. It's your old friend, Billy Boar. Yeah, I usually like to go by the name of Billy Boar. You know, that's what my friends call me because my full name is fairly complicated. My full name is Billy Meyer Briggs, and sometimes people confuse me for being tied to the Myers-Briggs personality test, assessment, whatever the heck it is. And so, you know, people say, hey, are you tied to that test? And do you get money? Are you rich? And, you know, I struggle. I get by. I have to pinch pennies. And it's really rough. So I try not to bring up my full name because, you know, if I do, there's a whole bunch of conversation that ensues and I start to cry thinking about my financial situation. So I'm just going to try and keep a stiff upper lip and talk about this recent situation. I should thank Mr. Chris Thomas. I promised him a free meal at the place that I was recently working at, but now I'm not sure if I'll be able to give him that meal. I promised him a meal at Carl's Jr., but I lost my position at the Carl's Jr. I haven't told Mr. Thomas yet. Please don't tell him either, because, you know, he's going to get kind of mad that he let me be guest host, and I'm not able to get him the meal. Gotta. Gotta be strong. Alright, so I was working at Carl's Jr., which is a fast food restaurant. It's owned by the same people that own Hardee's. And I don't know if they have the exact same menu items. All I know is, you know, in all likelihood, it probably tastes like someone defecating in your mouth. And really, the way to know that, you know, they're both owned by the same people is they have a yellow star logo or mascot, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the name of the star is. It could be, you know, Star of David, Star of Damien. I don't know. It just looks like it has Down syndrome. It's a star that looks like it has a, you know, Down syndrome symptoms. I'm not trashing people with Down syndrome. It's just, if you look at the Carl's Jr. and the Hardee's star, and you look at that face, you're thinking, you know, this is something that probably likes to eat glue for lunch. And that's why, maybe, why Carl's Jr. and Hardee's taste the way it does. But, you know, I'm going off on a tangent. I should probably just talk about why I lost my gig at the Carl's Jr. So, this little punk brat, 8-year-old, waddles his way over to the counter at Carl's Jr. And he says, I'd like a It Too Collector's Cup. Didn't even say please. Didn't have the decency. Just said, I'd like to have an It Too Collector's Cup. Now, at Carl's Jr., I don't know if Hardee's is offering it, but at Carl's Jr., you can get an It Too Collector's Cup with Pennywise holding on to a bunch of balloons. And it's a pretty bizarre-looking cup. I get scared. So when this little punk 8-year-old said that he wanted an It Too Collector's Cup, I said, I'm not really sure if I should give this to you, young man. You know, it It, too, is an R-rated movie, and it is a scary movie. I don't believe that you should be having a collector's cup that is involved with, such a scary character. And then he starts slapping the counter like a, you know, crazed homeless person. I mean, you know, I'm just being straightforward. I'm talking to you straight. He's just banging on it, and he's just saying, it two cup, it two cup, it two cup. And so, with all the commotion, his whore mother, I don't know if she's a prostitute or not, but it's just that, you know, she just looked kind of trashy. And so this skank comes to the counter and says, "What is going on here?" And I said, "Well, ma'am, I guess your son is asking me if he can have an It 2 collector's cup." And she goes, yeah, he's a big fan of Pennywise the Clown. He's a big fan of Pennywise, and he would like an It 2 collector's cup. So can we have that collector's cup?" And I said, "Well, from my perspective, I don't think it's appropriate that a child is a fan of Pennywise. He should not be watching a film like It or It 2. I'm not comfortable giving you this collector's cup." And then the mother got very angry. She said, "Who are you to tell my son what he can and cannot enjoy? I'm the mother, and if I say that he can watch Pennywise and he can watch It or It 2, then he should be allowed to have an It 2 collector's cup. It's just a cup. It's not that big of a deal." And I said, "Ma'am, these collector's cups are for adults." And she goes, "Well, where in your policy does it say that you have to be, 18 or over to have an It 2 collector's cup?" And she said, "Do you have a manager? Do you have a manager?" And she kept insisting for the manager like a obnoxious ass. You know, I'm sorry, I don't like using foul, salty language, but, she was acting like a donkey. She was acting like a donkey. And she kept, screeching for the manager. So my manager did come out and said, "What is going on here? Is there an issue that I can help resolve?" And I said, I was trying to start talking, but then this, pig whore interjects and says, "Your employee is not allowing my son to have an It 2 collector's cup." And my manager looks at me and goes, is this true? Is this something where you're not letting the kid have the collector's cup?" And I said, I thought since it was an R movie, we're only allowed to give it to adults." And the manager goes, "No, that is not the case." And he goes, "I'm sorry, ma'am. You can have a free It 2 collector's cup with the drink item of your son's choice. It could even be a shake if you'd like. And I'll give you a free item on the menu just to make this right." And then that, that whore gets a gleam in her eye, and she gets all excited, and she goes, "Oh, that is wonderful. I'd like one of those chorizo burritos." And then she looks at me and goes, "Yeah, get me one of those chorizo burritos." And then take some lessons on being a professional. So, you know, that got under my skin. She did it deliberately to make me look foolish in front of my manager. So I said, if you want chorizo, I got your chorizo sausage right here. And I pointed to my slacks, and I did it. I pointed to my slacks, and she shrieked in horror because there was white stuff on my slacks where I pointed to my crotch. You know, I had forgotten to clean myself up because I did give someone else some vanilla ice cream, and I got some of the vanilla ice cream on my slacks, and I guess she confused the vanilla ice cream for something else, you know, when it's on my crotch area. And so she said, oh my God, you know, you have this pervert with sperm on his slacks talking to my 8-year-old son. And, you know, my manager just, you know, right then and there, just let me go. It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's just so much bad luck. So much bad luck. What is it gonna end? All over a ridiculous 8-2 Pennywise Collector's Cup. And now I can't get Mr. Thomas. I can't get Mr. Thomas's free Carl's Jr. And I've alienated, you know, so many employers in my community. I don't know what I'm gonna do for work now. So if any of you can provide me any leads, point me in the direction of any potential employment opportunities, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Sir, no, I'm an emotional man. I cry. You know, someone thinks with, you know, my accent and demeanor that I should be this stoic cowboy, but, you know, I'm a man that wears his heart on his sleeve. And, you know, when I hurt, you know I hurt. But maybe there'll be good times ahead. Not good times, Tom Lido, that creep who was having an orgasm eating that Popeye's chicken sandwich. I heard that installment of Grade A Nation, and I was horrified. But if you can give me any tips on employment opportunities, I would greatly appreciate it. You know, thank you very much, and you know, God bless all of you. I really appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully Mr. Thomas isn't mad that I'm not able to get him a famous star. Take care.